Tensions ran high at the Ashland City Council meeting on Tuesday, October 29th. In a few months, Ashland could be facing one of its worst financial crises ever. Mayor Gene Rohr estimates that the impeachment of Alderman Jeff Anderson and probable appeals could cost the city $500,000. That's half of its annual budget. Even a best-case timeline will far exceed the $6,000 general fund being used to pay for the case.
So if this continues and we continue down this path, you're likely looking at $100,000 if it goes easy. You're likely looking at $500,000 if we get into the thick of it.
The legal battle began in September when the Board of Aldermen suspended Anderson for improper conduct, including use of city funds without approval. In October, Anderson sued the city and was reinstated. The board then voted to impeach Anderson, and so far, that process has cost the city $25,000 in attorney fees. Rohr says that the impeachment case is a waste of time and money. He has spoken to each alderman individually and asked them to settle their differences outside the board.
I'm sorry. Very simple. Open-mindedness, compromise, and a willingness to work with one another. Those three things are free. Tax dollars are not.
They're trying to brace for financial trouble, but the impact the legal battle will have on the citizens of Ashland is harder to prepare for. The city is reducing its spending to cope with the expensive process, including forgoing the purchase of a new $28,000 police vehicle. Anderson said he wants to work with the board to end the legal proceedings and, quote, get back to the city's business.
Now I'm back at the table, and I'm here to work. I'm not here to spend the taxpayers' money on this stuff. So the decision was made by the board, not to me, to spend more money on the taxpayers' dime.
Ashland Special Attorney David Bondre says the easiest solution would be if Anderson resigned.
The best case scenario would be if Mr. Anderson chose to resign, because that would resolve the issue and would cut out any future attorney's fees.
All city departments are trimming back to meet predicted costs, and all non-essential expenses are being abandoned. Rohr says these cuts will help pay for the legal bill, but Ashland will have to dig deeper to find money for future expenses.
The long-term effect will set this city back, I feel like, probably years at the very least. Years in growth, years in economic development, years in partnerships, participation, folks wanting to move to this community.
The hearing for the impeachment will be set in December. In the meantime, legal fees continue to pile up at the rate of $200 per hour. With producers Jordan Gardner and Lizzie Tontz, Sean Nelson, KBIA News.